Good morning. We are coming to the close of the year, and no one knows the future. No one knows what is in store for them. Some will make resolution, some will make plans, but we know who holds the future, and we know whose plans will stand. Proverbs 19:21 reminds us. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. Isaiah 14, verse 27 reminds us, for the Lord of hosts has planned, and who can frustrate it? Many have planned in 2024 and have failed, and whilst there is hope, they remain skeptical as the new year approaches. Nobody knows about the year to come. Many have planned in 2024 and have been successful. May I remind you, be careful to give God the glory. But in spite of all this, God has given us in Proverbs 3, 5 to 8, a guide to life. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." Our first point is that we are reminded that we ought to trust in the Lord. A new year is coming. No one knows what's behind the veil of the curtain of 2025. But we are called upon to trust God. The question is, are you trusting God? The question is, do you know God? For how can you trust in someone that you do not know? God called Abraham to get out of his country and from his kindred and from his father's house unto a land that God would show him. Abraham had to trust God with his life and with the unknown. A new year is coming. Will you trust God with your life and with the unknown of the future? Why not invite him into your life in this coming year? Better yet, why not invite him into your life today before the year begins? A new year is coming. Will you trust God with your life? Are you willing, like Abraham, to step out in faith as Abraham did and trust God? We are also called upon to trust God with all our heart. Our heart speaks to our intellect, our affections, which is our emotions and our will. We must love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. That is what we are called upon to do. What consumes all your love? What consumes all your affections? What consumes all your mind and your strength? Will you give that first place in your heart to Christ this year, or perhaps in the coming year? Christ is waiting on you to love him as much as he loves you. May I remind you, he says in his word, "Greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends." He calls you his friend, and he wants you to take this relationship, this friendship with you into 2025. Why not make a commitment to him in the coming year? Better yet, again, why wait? Why not do it now and give him first place in your life by saying yes to Jesus? are called upon not to lean on our own understanding. Do not lean on your intellect. Don't believe that the plans that you have made for 2025 is fail-proof. Remember, as I said earlier, that many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. You might have your plans for 2025, but God has a better plan for your life. Will you trust Him with the details of your life? Will you trust Him with your life? Do not lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own intellect, because you do not know the future. The future belongs to God. Don't lean on your affections, but trust in the Lord and serve Him. Abraham didn't lean to his own understanding. Even when the Lord called him from among his family, told him that he was taking him to a land that he knew nothing about, he didn't lean on his own understanding when he told him that at his age he would have a child. God is calling you to give him the same kind of trust, the same kind of response, and he's waiting on you. Some of us allow our emotions to cloud our judgments because we lean on our own understanding. It causes us to make the wrong choices in life, which many times leads to sin. We should submit our will, and our will is a part of the mind that makes decision. So God is calling on you to make a conscious decision for Him as we come to a close in year 2024. The power to decide is in your hand. The power to make decisions is in your hand. Why not submit to the will of God for your life in 2025? Make that decision today. Why wait? In verse 6, it reminds us that we ought to acknowledge God in all that we do. As we reflect on 2024, have you acknowledged God in your life? As we approach 2025, will you acknowledge God in your life? Will you acknowledge Him in all that you do? Not just when times of crisis should come. Do not go into the new year living independently of God. This has been the ruin of a lot of people, and this is the sin of the world, to live independently of God. They do not acknowledge Him, neither do they invite Him into their lives. You have the opportunity today, before the year closes, before we get to the end of 2024, to acknowledge Him by trusting in His power, trusting in His saving grace, and giving your life to Him. I know that God has been good to you in 2024. Hence, we are told in His word that the goodness of God leadeth one to repentance. The goodness of God should lead you to repentance as we approach the coming year. As you acknowledge Him, give Him your life, and look for the hand of God in your life for 2025. And I guarantee you, you will never be the same again. The word of the Lord says, all things would have passed away, and behold, all things would become new. Has God been good to you in 2024? Then give Him your life, and He will direct your path in 2025. Have a blessed New Year.